So we've been listening these last few weeks to the Sermon on the Mount, and as we come towards the end, or as we are at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, we have listened to. I don't know if we've learned. Learned is a strong word, but we have listened to what the Christian life entails. Now Jesus is taking an opportunity to remind us once again, which is a good way for us to reflect. He's reminding us once again that the Christian life is not an easy life. To follow Christ is not easy. To follow Christ requires sacrifice. It requires living in a different way. And this is what Jesus, when he says, whoever loves father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. That seems like a very strong statement, because it sounds like Jesus is saying you can't love your father and your mother. That's not what Jesus is saying. What Jesus is saying is, if your father and mother, your love for your father and mother, or in the reverse, your love for your children comes before your love of God, then it's hard to follow Christ. Because, my dear brothers and sisters, where does our life come from but in following Christ? And so Jesus is inviting us to look at the world differently, because the world will tell us that life comes from everything else but God. The world will tell us that life comes from being famous on TikTok, having a million followers. If you have a million followers, then you're popular. Or if you get a lot of likes, then you're popular. Or if your business gets noticed on LinkedIn, then you're popular. And my dear brothers and sisters, Christ wants to take an opportunity to help us to rearrange the priorities of our life. Because Jesus uses the example of father and mother, son and daughter, but we can ask ourselves, what do I love, or what are some things in my life that comes before my relationship with God? And for the 300 people in this room, I'm sure that if we thought about it, sometimes, I'm not going to go with most of the time, but it's probably more like most of the time. There are things that come before our relationship with God. And so this is an opportunity to ask ourselves, what is getting in the way of my relationship with God? What am I putting first in my life where I should be putting God? And for each one of us, that's different, but today we receive an invitation to put that thing, whatever it may be, into its proper place, and to make our relationship with God a priority. And to do that, we also have to change the way we live our life. We cannot just merely say that God is a priority, but we have to act that way. So when somebody sees our life, when someone sees the way we live our life, would they say that God was first? We should ask ourselves, if somebody looked at my life right now, the way I live my life right now, would everybody outside of me see that I put God first? And if the answer is no, then we have to ask the Lord, Lord, what can I change in my life to put you first? But the Lord is not only inviting us to reprioritize our life, but he adds, even as Jesus is always so famous to doing, which is taking the bar from here, putting it up here, he adds that famous line, and whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Again, another aspect of the Christian life which is very difficult. Every time I hear that line, I think of St. Teresa of Avila, who, if you've ever read her life, she's a beautiful in the spiritual life and a doctor of the church. And anyway, in her vocation, she encountered many hardships, many difficulties. And one time she was encountering, between illness and many things, she was encountering many difficulties. And this is why I love her so much, because she says this one line. Now remember, she's a great doctor of the church. She has written volumes on prayer and spiritual ecstasy. I mean, the woman is a giant when it comes to the spiritual life. But anyway, one of the things that makes her the most relatable to me is her famous line is, in going through these hardships, she said one time, she said, "Lord, if it's this hard to be your friend, no wonder why you have such few friends. If it's this hard to be your friend, no wonder you have so few." I love that line. I think of that line. I think of that line always. It plays in my head, huh? Because it's true. It's hard to follow the Lord. It requires us to live our life in a completely different, in a drastically different way. And my dear brothers and sisters, I can't stress that enough. We as Christians are called to be drastically different than the world. Because we are not in this, we don't follow Christ as a popularity contest. And in fact, following Christ is not going to make us popular. It's going to make us hated and disliked. And we can see it, how the world is openly hostile towards Christians. But my dear brothers and sisters, that cannot discourage us from finding life in Christ. And so today, as we come to this Eucharist, we ask the Lord that whatever may be impeding it, whatever may be impeding us. From putting God first in our life, that we may have this day or this time to reevaluate that we may once again put God first, and that also we may have the courage to pick up our crosses. For each one of us, that cross is different, and follow Christ. And in following Christ, we find eternal life. Let us stand and profess our faith.